we're about to head into the Essendon rooms with a special guest. Jake has one of the stars of the Bombers.
I do. I've got Zach Merritt with me. Zach, promising start. What happened there after quarter time?
I thought we were sort of pretty consistent in the first half. The third quarter from midway through, we were sort of level around the footy, but we sort of fell away at the end there around the footy, and they hurt us on the outside.
Wisher said yesterday that your forward line, your young forward line, starting to gel really well. That was emphasised by Joe Danaher tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Wisher's just been emphasising everyone playing together, and it takes a long time to get that chemistry together. We're seeing with West Coast experience, and it's working really well for them.
Mark Jamar gave you a fair bit in the ruck tonight. Disappointing to see him go down with injury?
Yeah, it was very disappointing to see him go down. I think it hurt our forward structure as well, so it was very disappointing for him.
I'm going to throw it upstairs to Carl Langdon, Mark Reddings and Michael Barlow.
Yeah, g'day, Zach. Mick Barlow here, mate. Well done tonight. Another strong performance by yourself. A lot's been made, I suppose, of your team this year with the lack of availability of some of your really core players, but you know, you've come along and had a really nice year, and you're only still young, but how do you see your role, and how have you seen this season, and have you had to take on a bit more leadership around the club and on game day?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, being elevated to leadership group as well has been a big step for me, and I've just tried to learn and grow as much as possible. So I've been pretty fortunate to have James Kelly and those sort of guys coming to the club, and I've just sort of shadowed those as much as possible.
Mate, that game against North Melbourne, 36 disposals. You had 18 contested possessions. You were burrowing in like a demon that day, and I think there's only... I think your lowest number of possessions is 20. You had 11 tackles in the game tonight against the West Coast. It's not like you haven't been getting your hands dirty.
Yeah, I think it's just important to run both ways, and it's been great with Guy McKenna coming to the club and emphasising the running and transition back and forward. It's been really good.
Zach, hardships for this year, that's a given, obviously, with the numbers out, but do you think going forward 2017 and beyond that, having gone through this, particularly those players that are going to be with the club from next year onwards, that character building, and you might actually be able to draw on this as a positive, if, in terms of being able to get the club together and the job that John's done?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've been chatting to a few of the guys that have been suspended and just telling them how different the club is at the moment. Obviously, John's come in and changed a lot of things, and the core group that's going to be there next year is really strong, and looking forward to that.
Mate, you're 21 in October, and James Kelly is, at the moment, he's 32. He's going to be 33 in December. Is he at all talking about playing on? I mean, because, mate, his form's been good enough, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll hopefully do his watching for him next year if he comes back. Hopefully he does.
Very good. Your brother. Now, I saw him burnt you a couple of times tonight. anything simmering there?
I'll let you know about that later.
Yeah, no. He had a nice night as well, so the Merritt family can hold their head up.
Uh-huh. Good on you, Zach. Really appreciate your time. Obviously, first half great, last quarter not so, but they're the dips and ebbs and flows of being with a team that doesn't have its full complement. But have to say, we really enjoyed the first half, and hopefully we see you back here in the West next year, fully competitive, and the Bombers are again one of the powerhouses of the AFL. Thanks for joining 6PR Footy.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Mate, he'll win their fairest and best. I mean, he's just been absolutely awesome. He's been consistent. I mean, that game against Freo had 37 possessions. I didn't go there because I thought I didn't want to remind you, but, you know, he was just really good.
Yeah, no.